This webcast is made possible in part by the listener members of WWFM, the Classical Network.
The Piano Matters is supported by Jacobs Music in Lawrenceville, New Jersey, the area representative of Steinway & Sons for new and previously owned Steinway pianos. More information is available at jacobsmusic.com.
I am with you. It's the time for another The Piano Matters. I'm your host, programmer, commentator, or whatever you want to call me, in a new edition of the program that means so much to people who love the piano. We'll hear many delectable items. Above all, probably, is Hoffman's ancient recording of Scarlatti's Pastoral and Capriccio. It is a gem of the highest piano playing. Let's begin with the distinguished pianist Alfred Brendel. He was playing so wonderfully, I think, in the last years of his life. We're going to listen to him in one of his favorite composers, En Rêve. It's a nocturne, or subtitled that. It's from Liszt's latest period, and beside its intrinsic beauty, there's Liszt's usual harmonic ambiguity. You'll hear it. I think Brendel plays it extremely well. We've heard it on the program in the hands of David Bar-Ilan before, and perhaps someone else. Here is Alfred Brendel in Franz Liszt's En Rêve. Alfred Brendel doing a wonderful job in a work that has many possibilities of phrasing and sound. En Rêve by Franz Liszt. I have always said that no man is a hero at home. It's my great quote. And Emerson feels every hero becomes a bore in the end. The American pianist Benita Mechelam is now heard in a Faya piece, Serenata Andalusia. It's an early Faya, probably from about 1895-96. Rather effective, charming, but falling well below the Spanish master's finest piano music, such as Fantasia Baetica or the Four Spanish Pieces. But I thought you might like it, and Benita Mechelon is excellent in it.
Thank you.
American pianist Benita Meshulam, who has done so much for Fai and has recorded the complete piano music, just was heard in the charming Serenata Andalusia. This is The Piano Matters. I'm David Dubal, and we listen together to these wonderful artists playing from the greatest of all literatures, in my opinion. I'm working on a book called The Piano, King of Instruments. Is there a dispute here? Well, for me, the piano has no rival. Although, if you hit only one single note, it is less interesting than the tuba. We turn to the Italian-born pianist who lives in New York, I believe, Sandro Russo. I saw him about 3 or 4 months ago, and I wanted to tell him that he was on the program, but I forgot. He's an inventive programmer and a brilliant pianist. Raymond Lewenthal. Do you remember that name? He died around 1990. He was a tremendous pianist, a real virtuoso, sleek and vibrant. He composed a bit, and Mr. Russo has found his entertaining Toccata alla Scarlatti. Let's have it. Lots of verve, and fun-filled indeed, and pianistic, and difficult, played with flair by Sandro Russo. The pianist Thomas Manshard, M-A-N-S-H-A-R-D, was the last pupil of Alfred Cortot, and he wrote a book, so interesting it is, called Aspects of Cortot. He was a lovely gentleman. He had a long white beard, and he was a most interesting pianist. Always there's a new slant on the score. I met Mr. Manshard a few times. He wrote real letters to me in a most unusual and beautiful handwriting, and I returned the correspondence with my own, sent to Canada, where he lived. He died several years ago, but left some appealing recordings. We hear the Sposalizio by Franz Liszt, and it was inspired by Raphael's painting, now in Milan, The Marriage of the Virgin.
Thank you.
Thomas Manchard had such a special tone. I remember when he was in my class at Juilliard and he played a Chopin nocturne and one of the Russian young women actually cried. He had that kind of an effect. Well, everything he did is different, and you heard in his hands Spotsalizio. I'm your host, David Duball, and this is The Piano Matters. If my show and so many other worthy ones on this station gives you pleasure, and I hope so, then please support us by a monetary gift. A penny from heaven really won't get us very far. Paul Valéry said, "Nothing is more original, more oneself, than to be nourished by others. Only one must be able to digest them." After the Goldberg Variations, Glenn Gould made two more recordings, not known because the last Goldberg are so famous, but he did an all CD of Brahms, and then his final recording, the Sonata, Teenage Sonata, by Richard Strauss, a composer he loved. He often played in public when he was playing in public, the burlesque for piano and orchestra, and he always cared for Strauss. His string quartet is Opus 1. It's a big, long work. It's very Straussian. Well, we're going to hear him play one of those teenage pieces by Richard Strauss on that recording, Opus 3, number 5. And we have it now, presented by Glenn Gould, composer Richard Strauss. Thank you. And that was Richard Strauss's Opus 3, Number 5, composed when he was 16. The piano piece marked Allegro Marcatissimo in the honed hands of Glenn Gould, Canada's greatest musical export, I'm sure, to the entire world. Have you read your Alexis Tocqueville recently? That man understood American democracy, was here from France around 1840, and did he observe? Anyway, he wrote, "The aristocracy created by business rarely settles in the midst of the manufacturing population which it directs. The object is not to govern that population, but to use it." Baudelaire wrote this, "For the merchant, even honesty is a financial speculation." We now come to some amazing piano playing. Quite unique, I think. It's Joseph Hoffman and Karl Tausig's arrangement of the Pastoral and Capriccio of Scarlatti. They are sort of put together by Tausig. And the sound of the recording, yes, it's ancient, but you'll be fine. The playing, though, is revelatory. Thank you. people consider Joseph Hoffman one of the leading pianists of all time. I certainly do. I wish he had recorded much more. He had lived till 80 or 81, but he gave up playing in 1947. I think that he was really disgusted with the fact that he was one of the great child prodigies of all time, tied to the piano. He also was a terrific inventor. Earlier I said, one has to do more than one thing. Well, he retired and lived out his life with his many inventions. I think there's something like 65 patents still in his name. You heard him play, and what did you think of it? Tausig's arrangement, who was Tausig, Liszt's greatest student, of Scarlatti's Pastoral and Capriccio. Now I offer a Piano Matters debut, a new pianist to our distinguished roster. Her name, Alexandra Joan, J-O-A-N. She went to the Paris Conservatory and to Juilliard. I had the good fortune, I still do, of knowing her from my classes. And she's a person of real kindness and intelligent, to say the least. Her debut recording is on the Imali label, and we hear Liszt's delicious pastry. Oh, or we could call it cream puff. Als Impromptu, performed by Alexandra Joan. Thank you. Alexandra Joan was just skating beautifully on the piano in a delightful performance of Liszt's very delicious Valse Impromptu. So different than the very late piece we heard Alfred Brendel play in the beginning on Rev. This is David Dubal, and I hope you've had a good week since we last met. Mine was not bad, but I had a day or two of sheer exhaustion. You never know when fatigue hits. Rest and then get going again. So let's move along. Proust, that incredible novelist, the wise fellow that he was, wrote, "It is a mistake to speak of a bad choice in love, since as soon as a choice exists, it can only be bad." This is the show that gives you the miniature repertoire or movements from larger pieces. And we do now hear a movement from Schubert's gigantic and magnificent D major sonata, D, Deutsche, 850. Who will we hear? Well, is Schubert really good for the Russians? For Emil Gilels, he surely was. We have the third movement, the scherzo. It's marked vivace, and in all scherzos, there is a trio in minuets, too. That trio always has new material. Nobody has ever been, at least my opinion, so original in his trios as Franz Schubert. Okay, maybe you say Beethoven. I agree with you there, too, both of them. Here it is, the Allegro Vivace Scherzo from the 45-minute D major sonata by Schubert. It's a daunting listening experience. Thank you. The man who said he came into this world only to compose was the music we just heard, Franz Schubert's Scherzo from his D major sonata, 1825. So he had 3 years more left on this planet. Emil Gilels was the artist. Lord Halifax opined, "Laws are generally not understood by three sorts of persons, by those that make them, by those that execute them, and by those that suffer if they break them." Rings true to me. Bedřich Smetana is not known for his piano music, but the Czech wrote 10 Czech dances, which are brilliantly conceived in their idiom. The late Rudolf Virkushny, and what a gentleman he was. He taught at Juilliard right next to me, and we had some good talks. All through his career, he was an advocate of these pieces, the 10 Czech dances of Smetana, and we hear him in number 2. It's titled Little Hen. Like most of these pieces, they are in ternary form. Little Hen revels in brilliantly neat passage work at breakneck speed, and the humor and verve of the last part is visceral. I think you'll feel this in the great Virkushny's performance. Rudolf Virkushny. I first heard him in the Beethoven 4th Concerto in Cleveland, Ohio, with George Sell, who adored him, and the Cleveland Orchestra. And that was his performance of The Little Hen from Smetana's 10 Czech Dances. It was number 2. Won't you please join me next week for another edition of The Piano Matters? Tell everyone you know about the program, please. I think we can easily devote an hour a week to truly meditative listening. Once again, I'll quote the poet Paul Valéry. He's so quotable. He says, "In every man there lies a child between 5 and 8 years old, the age at which naivete comes to an end. It is this child whom one must detect in that intimidating man with his long beard, bristling eyebrows, heavy mustache, and very weighty look. Even he, though, conceals, and not at all deeply, the youngster, the booby, the little rascal, the little baseball player, out of whom age has made this powerful monster." This is David DuPaul. Thank you for listening.
The Piano Matters is a production of the Classical Network and is recorded at the offices and studios of the Young People's Chorus of New York City, founder and artistic director Francisco J. Nunez. The producer is Rachel Katz. For a complete playlist, go to wwfm.org and click on Playlist. The Piano Matters is made possible by the support of the listener members of the Classical Network. Become a member at wwfm.org.